Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We saw new all-time highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ today, but the headline numbers, up just a fraction of a percent, don't really tell the whole story, do they?
Not at all. This was a classic tale of two markets. While the S&P and NASDAQ closed at records, the real energy was under the surface. This was a rotation day, plain and simple. Megacaps took a breather, but look at the Dow, up over 1%, and the Russell 2000 small caps, soaring 2%. That's a huge move.
So the generals are resting while the troops are finally advancing. What's fueling this charge into small caps?
It's all about rate cut optimism. You had Treasury Secretary Bessent out there pushing for a 50 basis point cut. Now the Fed's own Goolsbee tried to temper that a bit, saying he's not committed to September, but the market doesn't care about the details right now. It sees cuts as inevitable.
Got it. So the market is pricing in a friendlier rate environment. And that's lifting the smaller, more economically sensitive boats.
Exactly. And you can see it clearly in the sector performance. The leaders weren't the usual tech suspects. We saw materials up 1.7%, healthcare strong at 1.6%, and consumer discretionary up 1.3%. Home builders were on an absolute tear, with the XHB ETF jumping 4.5%.
That's a massive move for an entire sector ETF. It really underscores that rotation theme. Meanwhile, tech and communication services were slightly down because of their megacap exposure.
Right. Microsoft was a drag, down over 1.5%. It's a healthy broadening out. Money is flowing out of the crowded megacap trades and into these overlooked areas that have been beaten down. It's bargain hunting.
Speaking of crowded trades getting punished, we have to talk about the earnings disaster of the day. CoreWeave, ticker CRWV. It was down over 20%. What on earth happened there?
This was a textbook sell the news event, but supercharged by insane hype. The stock ran up 43% in August alone. So when they reported, even a 12% revenue beat wasn't enough. The market was looking for a bigger blowout, and the guidance for next quarter was just underwhelming.
But the AI narrative is still intact, right? They have a $30 billion revenue backlog. The demand is clearly there.
The demand is absolutely real. But the market today focused on the other side of the coin. Profitability, or the lack thereof. Their debt load is massive, interest expenses are exploding, and losses are getting wider. The adjusted numbers they report hide the true cost of this aggressive expansion. Today, the bill came due, and investors ran for the exits.
A painful but important lesson in valuation and expectations. All right, let's pivot to tomorrow. Let's get tactical. What are you watching for? Continuation plays, names that are already working.
I'm looking at the leaders that are consolidating. The analysis points to Amazon, which is showing sustained upward momentum and strong volume. I'm watching for a clean break above that 225 level. Also on that list is KLAC, which is a strong name in the semiconductor space that continues to act well.
Interesting. Now, what about anticipation setups, names that are coiling and look ready to break out?
This is where it gets exciting. I'm really focused on SoUN. It's had a strong rally, paused for a bit, and now looks ready to test $17. Another one is Palantir, PLTR, which is building a nice, tight base around $184. A pop could take it to $186 pretty quickly.
I notice Apple is on both lists in the different reports. How should traders think about that?
That's a great observation. It highlights the nuance. On one hand, it's a continuation of its recent strength, consolidating gains around the 233 level. On the other hand, a decisive move through 235 could be the start of a much bigger, anticipated breakout. It's a hybrid setup, really.
That makes sense. And what about the indices? What are the key levels we need to watch?
For the S&P 500, that 646 level is the key resistance. A break above that with volume would be very bullish. For the QQQ, it's 581. But here's a word of caution. Keep an eye on the VXX. It's been creeping up. If it spikes above 39, that's a yellow flag. It means volatility is returning, and we might need to tighten our stops.
Good call. Let's do some quick hits on other news. I saw Gildan and HanesBrands are merging.
Yep, both stocks, GIL and HBI, popped on that news, creating a new giant in basic apparel. Also, something I love to see, significant insider buying at Eli Lilly. The CEO and other execs bought a ton of stock. That's a huge vote of confidence.
And on the flip side, a few notable downgrades. Target, TGT, and the AI company, C3.ai.
Right, the downgrade on C3.ai is interesting given all the hype in the space. And Target getting hit shows there are still pockets of concern in retail. It's not a straight line up for everyone.
Okay, so to wrap it all up, what is the single most important takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow's session?
The key theme is rotation. Don't get mesmerized by the flat headline numbers on the major indices. The real action, the real alpha, is under the surface in small caps and cyclical sectors. Focus on relative strength, watch your key levels, and be ready for tomorrow morning's PPI inflation data at 8:30 Eastern. That could set the tone for the entire day.
Excellent breakdown. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.